We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And welcome back here on Sports Talk. Mark Menard at Master Control, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. I'm Christian Garrick here until 5:30 tonight before we hand things off to the LSU Sports Radio Network for LSU men's basketball against Georgia at 6 p.m. Tiger Woods injured in a single car crash in California earlier this morning. He had to have surgery on both legs to repair some fractures in those legs. There's also more details emerging as to where he was headed, who he was trying to meet, and he was going to meet, this is according to ESPN's Shelly Smith, Woods was en route to do a shoot with Drew Brees and Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert, and concern began to grow when he did not show up.
Whoa.
And he was not answering his phone. Golf Digest reported that the 45-year-old was in California for a two-day shoot content with the publication after serving as a host of PGA Tour's Invitational over the weekend.
Well, that makes sense. The whole L.A. market, Tiger Woods, he can, north, south, east, west, whatever. But you look at Drew Brees, Chargers, Justin Herbert, Chargers. I'd be interested to see what was that photo shoot, what it involved, and maybe what were they promoting or something. But that's some good scoop, Christian, right there.
Not my scoop, Shelly Smith.
No, but to say who was involved and potentially where was Tiger heading, because we've all been there now. Better leave early than be late, but then all of a sudden you might be running late. So you don't want to disrespect who's waiting for you, so you're trying to get there on time. Then all of a sudden Tiger's going down in Palos Verdes. I'm very familiar with that area, and it's like whoa, I'm going a little too fast, and you don't make the curve, and then you start tumbling because it's not flat like we have here. You got bluffs, you have cliffs and stuff, and then you go down in a ravine, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, the car didn't flip 15, 20 times. So, no, I could see Tiger was running late. I'm speculating now. Now I'm doing an investigation, speculating, but just by that information, he's running late, and he does not want to be disrespectful to Justin Herbert or Drew Brees I'm Tiger Woods. Oh, you just got to wait till I get there. And he's trying to be on time, and maybe he rushed a little bit, obviously. And the one car accident, no other cars were involved.
Thankfully.
That's what I think happened.
Yeah, and listen, it's amazing that he's still alive, and it's amazing that that no one else was injured.
Right. Well, yeah, because if you're out of control and you hit another car, oncoming traffic, whatever might occur, that definitely could be a catastrophe.
Daryl in Mandeville. Go ahead, Daryl. You're on WWL.
Hey, guys, long time talking and, long time listener. Haven't talked to y'all in a while, but like I say, congratulations to Zach moving on. I think that's a good spot for him. Not that he didn't do a good job in the booth, but I got the perfect team for this, when the Saints come up with the new broadcast team. Jake DeLome and Bobby Hebert.
Well, first off, you can't just throw a deuce out.
The only thing, Darryl, we throw a deuce to the curb. That ain't happening. Come on.
No. Look, I don't mean any disrespect to Deuce, and I had this idea in my head way before Deuce came along. Put three in the booth. Y'all could put three in there if you want to. No disrespect to Deuce. I like Deuce. I think he does a great job. But I just think I thought about
Daryl,
that a long
I can
time.
Daryl, I can tell you with great confidence, and I'm not trying to put words in Bobby's mouth, but Bobby can't do play-by-play.
I they would tell, okay, we go on our break. Sorry, we missed the break. We only have a certain amount of time. You got to go in and out. No, I could do it, but I'd have so much more in my mind that I'd want to express and I couldn't, that I would just get frustrated. So I'd be like, hell with that. I'm not doing that. let me do sports talk radio, Darryl. And then if I'm a little late on a commercial break, it doesn't matter.
Then Christian has to make it up.
Exactly. So I can pass the buck. But a game has to be like bam, bam, bam. And it's too frustrating. I mean, I'd end up getting an ulcer. I don't want that.
It would be too good to hear two Cajuns on the radio, though.
Oh, yeah. Look, come on. You can't get two professional NFL Cajuns.
Yeah.
Jake DeLong, Bobby Hebert. But Jake DeLong got it going in Carolina. Let me tell you, they've embraced Jake DeLone with the Carolina Panthers. But as far as roots, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I know Jake DeLone and myself are very knowledgeable about the game the game of football in the NFL. It's all good because I don't know, you can almost be overkill. Because if you had a play-by-play guy, so let's say that would be Jake DeLone, and that would be Deuce and I would be color. There's not enough seconds in a minute. What we'd have to see.
Have you ever heard? I'll give you a great example, Darryl. Have you ever heard Bobby say, "Right, quick, in 30 seconds," and then you look at the clock; it's 90 seconds later.
No, it's not. Maybe it's about 50.
Bobby, I have hosted several shows with you, okay, and it's okay.
30 goes into 90
quickly.
See, my mind is about 50.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You have Hebert timing. It's not the same as the rest of the world.
Speaking of Hebert timing, I have to just acknowledge this. T-Bob's little girl, Allie girl, Alice, turned 3 today.
Oh, cool.
3 years old. We were going to go to the zoo, but the damn zoo's closed. It'd been a great day to go to the zoo. I wanted to go there and say, listen, go in the gift shop, buy anything you want. Papa's getting it for you.
Oh, man.
Whatever. And then there's clothes. We're going to go another day. But T-Bob's little girl. I started thinking, man, I got a 3-year-old granddaughter. Christian, I still think at times I'm like 28 or 29, and I got a granddaughter like 3 years of age, and T-Bob's little girl, Allie girl. So she turned 3 today. You know who else turned? Their birthday was today?
Nope.
Fred Biletnikoff.
Oh.
He turned 78 today, one of the greatest receivers in NFL history. You know, Christian, he coached with me with the Oakland Invaders, with Anthony Carter. He was on the staff in 1985, Fred Biletnikoff with the Oakland Invaders. Now, another individual who I despise because he batted, I want to say, 3 of my passes down in one game, Ed Too Tall Jones, turned 70 today. Christian, I remember.
You know what the anniversary today is?
I could see the receiver wide open, and then Ed Too Tall Jones would knock it down.
I'll one up you a little bit. So today, 1945, during World War II, the U.S. Marines on Iwo Jima capture Mount Suribachi, where they raised 2 American flags.
Whoa!
And that's the second one. The second iconic picture that you see was from the Associated Press, but that happened on this day back in 1945.
And what also happened, I want to say it was 1902 and 1903, if you look at Theodore Roosevelt, said, you know what, we're going to lease Guantanamo Bay. And we're gonna have that lease, and they were going to pay him in gold. And they did pay him in gold initially, then they converted that to cash. And then Fidel Castro, when he took over Cuba, he was like, what? You got to get that land back. United States said not so fast. Because you think of Guantanamo Bay, it's on the southeastern part of Cuba. It's a little island off a part of Cuba. But United States ain't going nowhere. And that's where, you know, the political correctness, whatever comes about, whether we're sending terrorists there or not, and how are we going to interrogate them. They got a movie that's out right now about that. But, it just shows you the power of the United States. That's going back to Teddy Roosevelt.
He's Bobby. I'm Christian. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. LSU baseball wrapped up their season opening series with a 2-1 record, beating La Tech and Air Force, losing to Air Force on Sunday. Bobby, I had my grades out for LSU's opening weekend series. The starting pitching, I give an A+. I just do. Jaden Hill, Landon Marceau, they were outstanding Saturday and Sunday. And even A.J. Labus, I know he got touched up a little bit, but you heard Paul Maneri earlier say, you know, when he's hitting his spots, he's not a blow-you-away kind of guy, but when he's hitting his spots, he's pretty deadly as well. So, and that's a minor adjustment he can make, and he'll get that fixed. So would you agree or disagree with A+ for a starting pitching?
Yeah. The bottom line is, are you going to get the run support, with the pitching? And obviously you would think it would sweep Air Force, but it doesn't matter. Right now, how you still trying to like solidify the team, and where you at? I thought once we took the lead against Air Force, we were going to sweep them. I was disappointed how we closed out the game. Obviously, you can't walk anyone. The one thing I know, if you walk them, you have no chance. Where if they hit the ball, you have a chance. Mm-hmm. You can't walk in runs.
I gave the Tigers bullpen an A-, and the only reason why it isn't a B+ is because the way Javon Coleman pitched Monday night against La Tech.
Against Louisiana Tech, yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been a B because of Aaron George and Ty Floyd blown save opportunity, as you mentioned, against Air Force. Offensively, B+. I mean, they had 28 hits overall for the weekend. Ideally, when you're getting it done at a high level, if you're averaging 30 hits in three games, that's pretty good. So 10 a game, they're right at 28 for the season, or for the opening series of the season, excuse me. But Dylan Cruz, 7 hits, 2 home runs, 3 RBI, and 12 at bats. That's well over .500.
Well, I still think, like Coach Maneri said, going forward, when you look at every game in the box scores, is going to be how many they're left on bases as far as stranded runners. And what do we hit when we have ducks in the ponds and scoring positions to be able to take advantage of that?
Defensively, B+, and that should be an A because one guy committed all 4 errors for LSU over the weekend, and that's why Will Helmers, as you heard Paul Maneri say, it was a mistake to not play him there when he came out of high school as a pitcher. He is going to be an important pitcher for him, but right. Will Helmers was responsible for all 4 errors this weekend for LSU, and their fielding percentage is at .961. Usually they're right at .989. That's a very high fielding percentage as a team when you're at .985 or better.
Yeah, the bottom line is I think Coach Maneri, going to experiment and plug and play the guys and, take advantage of opportunity. And Christian, also right here in our backyard at Turchin Stadium, UNO tonight is playing at Tulane. Now, if you look at UNO baseball coach Blake Dean, he cannot even describe it. But the Privateers have dominated Tulane since they restored the Pelican Cup back in 2018. I did not realize this until you look at, UNO and at Tulane, we look at the heyday going back to the 90s, 20-plus years, but do you know UNO, if they can win tonight, it's going to be their 7th win in the last 8 meetings, allowing them to claim the Pelican Cup for the 4th straight year. So UNO has had Tulane's number as of late. So I know the Green Wave is going to bounce back, considering the close losses they had against University of Louisiana in Lafayette.
All right, that's a wrap for Sports Talk. Mark Menard, great job as always. Stephen Geller, Diane Newman, big thanks to you. 3. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out. Bobby, do your thing.
All right. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.